from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Pastor Joseph Lewis, age 36 at the time of this interview.
I was born August 13th, 1978. My father, Reverend Robert Lewis, was my greatest mentor. He passed away last year, but he was my greatest mentor, my greatest example of a man, a husband, a father. There are seven of us. He had with my mother seven children, and I saw him sacrifice. I saw him be patient. I saw him be loving. I'm a musician as well, and so I've had musicians who have mentored me, and I had one really good mentor. His name is Kevin Mitchell, and he basically taught me how to play the piano. My grades were excellent, of course, starting out kindergarten, first grade, all the way through to middle school. As a matter of fact, they were going to skip me a grade, but in that process, I acquired juvenile arthritis, which attacked my joints. And so in the process of skipping me, I had to be hospitalized. And so it delayed that. Grades were very good into middle school. And then I started becoming more social and a little bit lazy. And that followed all the way to high school as well. And so in high school, I wasn't as good as I knew I could have been because of procrastination and not applying myself like I could have. Got into a wonderful college, Howard University, and there is where I really came out academically. Being in the hospital and being in a wheelchair and all of those things was definitely unique. It was definitely interesting to be there with other children who were sicker than I was. I looked at the other kids who were in the unit with me, and my heart really went out for them because I got better. As a matter of fact, I was healed, instantly healed one day, and have never dealt with it again. But I think about the children who were there and who didn't live because they had cancer. They had these different diseases, kind of shaped the way I see life and the value of life for me way back then at the age of six. My father was a pastor, and I was born into a preaching and pastoring family. My mother is also a preacher and a pastor. And from as early as I can remember, I knew that I was called to preach. I knew I was called to pastor. I started preaching at the age of four. My little sister, Joy Ellis, she's a preacher. My brother-in-law, her husband, Michael, also a preacher. And I have cousins who are pastors and preachers as well. So it's been pretty prevalent in our family. We are in the AME Zion Church, which stands for African Methodist Episcopal Zion, which is a big word that simply means that we are governed by bishops. I was brought here in 2004 from Ohio. I'm originally from Akron, Ohio, and I was brought here to pastor Trinity AME Zion Church, which was in Chartiers City when I started, and we moved into the Sheridan area in 2008. The greatest goal, of course, to be who God called me to be, in the place God called me to be, and I feel like I'm there. And honestly, the changes that we've seen externally, as far as the neighborhood, as far as commerce and the grocery store that closed down the street and Langley High School that was closed and now it's K-8, have not been positive on the outside. But being a pastor in this neighborhood and seeing the members who are coming and the young people who are coming, just because there are negative things that we see externally doesn't mean that some great things aren't happening internally. And so we're seeing new life now. We're seeing life come back to Sheridan. But I like what King said, the measure of a man is not where he stands when times are good, but where he stands when things are uncertain. As far as a church and being a pastor of a church in the Sheridan community, I would love for us to be able to establish a school we could see our public school system here in Pittsburgh struggling, and if we could come alongside and offer some type of supplemental education or a different kind of program that could help educate our kids, I would love to see that. We have educators here in our church. We have former principals. We have former counselors, people who have PhDs and doctorates and all of that, and I think it's for a purpose. I would definitely say to African-American boys and boys to men as you're coming into manhood, learn who you are, not what the world says you are. Learn who God says you are. Because without that, you're searching for identity. You're searching for purpose. You're searching to be heard. And if we don't know who we are first, we'll run around in circles. So you got to learn who you are. And that's learn who God says you are. I'm looking at our culture. I'm looking at our young men. And there's a culture that's trying to define them. There's a generation trying to define them. Money and women and cars and all that stuff means nothing. Like, it really means nothing. You can have all that stuff, but get it the right way. The Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? So you can gain all this stuff and then die and have nothing. But if you gain it properly through education and through understanding, and you build a family and you get a beautiful wife and you make beautiful children and you raise those children up, that's the power. That's what it's about.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Timmy Cahonia and Spencer Jackson. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.